Praise and thank God. I have another wonderful opportunity to share and learn the word of God with brothers and sisters.
感谢赞美神，让我有这个机会再次与各位弟兄姐妹一起来分享学习他的话。
It's always good to see brothers and sisters observing the Sabbath day and keeping it holy.
能够看到弟兄姐妹都能在守神的诫命，守着圣安息日，我感到非常的高兴。
May God bless all the brothers and sisters according to their faith.
愿神按着我们个人的信心祝福大家。
So in ancient China, the first emperor, he built a great empire.
在古中国，第一位皇帝，他建立一个非常伟大的帝国。
And after he built his great empire, his next goal was to extend his life and even try to live forever.
在他建立这个丰功伟业之后，他就想要延长他的生命。
So he sent many of his best men around the world, to try to look for the secret of a longer life and eternal life.
所以他就派遣了他许多底下优秀的人四处去寻找可以让他获得永生的方法。
And what his doctors and his specialists came back with is a special elixir.
那他的医生还有专家就回来带给他要让他服用一个特殊的灵药。
So throughout his life, he took this special elixir, thinking that his life would be prolonged if not extended indefinitely.
那所以他就在这往后的这个他的一生当中，他就一直以这种灵药来服用，那觉得说会延长他的生命。
But what this emperor did not know that what his physicians gave him is actually he was just taking mercury.
但是他不知道的是，他的这些所谓的专家医师给他的服用的，其实一直就是汞。
And we know that mercury is actually very toxic to the human body.
我们知道汞对人体是非常有毒的。
So instead of prolonging his life, he actually wound up shortening it significantly.
所以与其说他是想要延长他的生命，实际上他却是缩短了自己的生命。
So it's rather ironic that somebody who wants to extend their life actually, through their actions, made it much shorter.
所以很讽刺的是，一个人他花费一生追求要延长自己的生命，但是最后却得到了相反的结果。
So unfortunately for this emperor, he did not have anybody who knew that this was a poison to tell him to stop taking it.
但是很不幸的，这位皇帝在他身为他的周围没有人去告诉他这个毒药，这个是毒药。
And it's actually very interesting to think that many of us actually go through life. Not really thinking about why we do things a certain way.
那所以反观我们这一生，其实很多时候我们人在做某些事情的时候，我们都不会去思考。
Yeah, we never really think about why our mentality is the way it is and why we view things the way we view things.
我们没有去想到说为什么我们是以这样子的想法去看某些事情，我们的生活观为什么是如此。
And the majority of the time, it's because that's the way we were taught and that's the way we were influenced.
那很多时候就是因为我们就是以这种方式被教育的，那我们也是以这种的方式被他人影响。
And that's how we decide what is good and what is bad.
那这也就导致了我们会有自己的好与不好。
And sometimes we also do this in our spiritual life.
那很多时候在属灵生活上面也是如此。
Many of us have been born as Christians.
我们很多人就生来就是在基督徒的家庭。
And many of the ways we worship in church and many of the ways we worship God is a result.Of our parents.
我们崇拜神，我们敬拜神的方式，很多时候只是沿袭了我们父母亲的做法。
We inherited these habits, and it's become, and we worship because of habit now.
那习惯成自然，我们的敬拜成了一个习惯。
When's the last time we investigated for ourselves and deemed if what we are doing is beneficial or not?
我们上一次是什么时候？来去反思自己所做的是否与自己有益。
Now, when have we independently verified by reading the scripture ourselves?
我们是否有独自的来去读圣经
？Yeah, have we ever tried to be filled with the Holy Spirit to see that if this is actually God's will?
我们是否有真的去求圣灵的充满，让我们能够去验证圣经里面所讲的都是真实的
？Now, imagine how unfortunate it would be.If we go through our entire lives and find out one day that the way that we've been worshiping and observing God is actually not according to the truth.
我们可以想象一下，若在未来的很久以后，某一天我们突然发现自己崇拜敬拜神的方式不符合真理，那会是多么的不幸。
And actually, in the Bible, there was such a person.
在圣经里面就有这么样一个人。
And this person thought he knew how to worship God, and he thought he understood the scripture very well.
这个人他觉得自己非常的了解如何来敬拜神，他也认为自己对圣经有非常好的认识。
And because of this, this is how he chose to worship God.
那这个就是他选择敬拜神的方式。
And then he thought that he would receive salvation when he died.
他觉得他认为他自己在死后能够得到救恩。
But this could not be further from the truth.
但是这并不是真的。
Yeah, because this man was a Pharisee.
因为这个人他是一个法利赛人。
And we all know that the Pharisee will not inherit the kingdom of God.
我们知道法利赛人不能够去承受神的国。
Unless they change their ways.
除非他们改变自己的方式。
So today for our mutual encouragement, I'd like to share this topic. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
所以今天我要用人若不重生，就不能见神的国来做我们彼此的勉励。
We can all open our Bibles to the book of John chapter 3.
我们来翻开圣经，约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3 verse 1.
约翰福音第三章第一节。
John chapter 3 verse 1.
约翰福音三章第一节。
There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Verse 2.
第二节。
This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Verse 3.
三。
Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.Verse 4,
四节
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? So here we can see the interaction between Jesus and this Pharisee named Nicodemus.
这里我们可以看到主耶稣和这个法利赛人尼哥德慕的一个交流。
Nicodemus came to Lord Jesus at night to seek him because he had heard many of the miracles that he had been performing.
这个尼哥德慕他在夜里来到主耶来寻求主耶稣，因为他可能听说了很多主耶稣所行的事情。
He himself might have even witnessed some of the many miracles.
他或许也亲眼所见主耶稣所行的一些神迹奇事。
So Nicodemus already knew that Jesus was just more than an ordinary man.
所以尼哥德慕他已经知道了主耶稣他不是平凡人。
At the very least, God had to be working with him.
或者是至少神他是与这个人同在的。
So what was Jesus' reply to Nicodemus?
那主耶稣对他的回应是什么？
In verse 3, it says that Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
那第三节，主耶稣回答他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
Yeah, and then Nicodemus replied, How can a man be born when he is old?Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
但尼哥底母他回答说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
So we can already see the struggle in Nicodemus's mind after hearing what Lord Jesus has said to him.
那所以从这里我们已经可以看见尼哥底母他心中的一个挣扎，因为耶稣对他所说的与他所理解的是完全相反。
So what Lord Jesus said to him is a complete contradiction.To his previous understandings and beliefs.
那所以主耶稣所说的与他之前的理解他的信仰是完全不同的。
He could not understand this concept of being born again.
他无法去理解重生的概念。
So we need to try to understand Nicodemus as a Pharisee.
所以我们可以明白尼哥底母他是一个法利赛人。
They always assume that because they were born as a Jew.
他们都是认为因为生来就是一个犹太人。
Their identity is the chosen people of God.
他们是作为神的选民。
And they're descendant of Abraham.
他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So because they're the descendant of Abraham, they are promised the kingdom of heaven.
那因为他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，所以他们就得进入天国的保证。
And this kingdom of heaven is almost like a birthright.
因为好像这个能够进入天国是他们与生俱来的权利。
What Jesus is telling him is,just because you're a Jew, does not mean that the kingdom of heaven is assured to you.
但是主耶稣却告诉他，即便你生来就是一个犹太人，但并不能保障你就能得到救恩。
But actually, you have to be born again, and it's only this rebirth that will guarantee your salvation.
而是你一定要透过重生才能得到这个保障。
So even though Nicodemus was shocked and stunned when he heard this.
那虽然尼哥底母他在当下他感到非常震惊。
But actually, he was very fortunate to be able to talk to Lord Jesus that night.
但是他很有幸在那一天晚上他能够与主耶稣对话。
Because if he was unable to hear this truth,
因为如果他没有听到这样的真理
，Yeah, he would have continued the rest of his life without knowing that he had to be born again.
那他就会继续他的自己的生活，继续他的余生，但却不知道一个人必须要重生才能得到救恩。
So today for us, sometimes we take our birthright as Christians for granted.
所以很多时候我们可能也是以自己生来就是基督徒来作为一个就是觉得理所应当的。
Even though we've been born into the church or we've been long-time believers.
或许我们因为自己出生在教会，或者我们是已经信主非常多年。
Sometimes we fall into that trap of we are also under the assumption that the kingdom of heaven is guaranteed for us.
或许有时候我们也会认为，好像能够进天国，已经我们得到这样的保障了。
Despite whatever we're doing in our life.
好像不论我们在生活里面做什么都无关。
But through this interaction with Jesus and Nicodemus.
但是透过主耶稣与尼哥底母他们的对话
So I'd like to share some of the teachings from Lord Jesus.
我想要跟各位分享一些主耶稣对我们的教导
And it actually takes some action on our behalf to see the kingdom of heaven.
那也让我们能够将其应用到我们自己的属灵生活当中
So we must be born again in our spiritual life.
那首先我们在属灵的生活当中必须重生
Let's go back to John chapter 3 verse 1.
我们再回到约翰福音第三章第一节
In verse 1 it says, Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus here is telling Nicodemus about the salvation plan that will soon be fulfilled.
那所以主耶稣在这里告诉尼哥底母关于马上就要成就的救恩计划。
That when he dies and crucified on the cross, his blood will wash away all of the sins.
那当他为我们钉死在十字架上，他的血将洗净我们的罪。
And then when we receive this water baptism, we'll no longer be bound to sin and of this world.
那当我们接受这个水洗，我们就不再与这个世受这个世界的罪和束缚。
Yeah, and those who receive the water baptism can see the kingdom of heaven.
那只有借着那些已经蒙受洗的人，才能看见神的天堂。
For true seekers who come to our church, this is one of the basic beliefs we try to teach them.
所以这也是慕道者当他们来到我们教会的时候，也是我们要向他们告诉的是基本信条之一。
Though water baptism is a prerequisite to enter the kingdom of heaven, but that is not the only requirement.
但是我们要告诉他们，水洗它是进入天国的一个前提、一个条件，但却不是唯一的。
That does not mean all of the obligations are met.
因为这不意味着受了水洗，我们作为基督徒，我们的义务都已经满足。
So sometimes we think that because we've been baptized, we no longer worry about our spirituality.
因为好像很多时候我们觉得自己已经受洗了，我们就不再去照料自己的灵性。
We're not too worried about our conduct or our spiritual cultivation.
我们就没有再去经营自己的灵性，然后去注意自己的言行举止。
Sometimes we find that we're not even worried about holy work, or we don't even really care about the church anymore.
那很多时候我们可能还会去发现自己已经不再重视教会的圣工，也不再关心教会。
But actually, from the time that we are baptized till the time that we are till we die.
但实际上，从我们接受洗礼直到我们死的那一刻
，that what we do during that time is just as important as the baptism itself.
我们在那段时间所作所为和我们受洗本身是相同重要的。
So we can look back to Jesus' teaching to Nicodemus.
所以我们可以来回顾主耶稣对尼哥底母的教导。
Jesus said in verse 1 to be born again.
主耶稣在第一节说你要重生。
And if you look at some of the ancient Greek text, the translation from the Greek text.
那如果我们看这个希腊古希腊文本的翻译。
Yeah, the meaning or the context is actually from above or anew.
他这个说其实是从上头或者来的，或者更新。
So basically, it's saying that you have to live a new life.
实际上就是告诉我们要去过一个新的生活。
So it means that after baptism, we need to live a different life.
那就是告诉我们在受洗之后，我们要有一颗新生活。
There are certain aspects in our previous life before baptism that we need to stop.
我们必须要去停止在我们受洗之前的一些行为。
While after baptism, there's also things that we need to adopt that we did not do in the past.
在受洗之后，有一些我们过去没有做的事情，我们要开始去做。
We need to have a noticeable change from our old self to new self.
我们从旧我到新我 这之间一定要有一个很明显的变化。
We can continue reading John chapter 3 verse 5.
所以说我们继续来读约翰福音三章第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
第五节。
Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So here Jesus clarifies and expands with Nicodemus.
那所以在这里主耶稣他进一步的向尼哥底母来说明
You must be born of both water and spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那你必须从水和圣灵重生
So these are the two criteria that Lord Jesus listed and we must adopt.
那所以这个是主耶稣他要求我们在基督徒生活当中必须要去做到的这两个标准
The first criteria is water.
第一个标准就是水洗
And water symbolizes the power of washing away of our sins.
那这个水它就代表了能够洗净我们罪的力量
And it's a constant renewal of oneself.
那是告诉我们要不断的去自我更新
We need to understand the importance. We need to understand the importance of water and being born of it and living by it.
那我们要去理解这个水洗水的重要性，以及如何以水为生的重要性。
To better understand this concept, we can look to an analogy.
那我们来可以来看一个比喻。
Let's say if you want to go and stay at someone's house.
我们说如果今天你去一个人家做客。
Let's say you spend a day out in the wilderness, such as hiking, and working.
那你要去住这个人家，那但是在你这一天啊，你一直在野外度过。
But after all of this physical activity, you have not yet taken a shower.
你可能去爬山，但是这一天下来你都还没有洗澡。
You have undoubtedly become quite dirty and maybe even start to give off an offensive smell.
那可能啊，当然了，经过一整天没有洗澡，我们肯定会很脏，那我们也会有一些不好，就是不好闻的气味。
Of course, in your current state, you are not welcome into someone's house.
那就可以想象啊，这样子我们自己这样子的状况，当然别人就不会。很欢迎我们。
But if you take a shower with water, then you will rid yourself of the filth that you have accumulated.
那但是如果你今天用水洗澡，你就可以把你这些身体上这些污垢就把它洗掉。
Then the master of the house will welcome you to stay.
那当然，这个房屋的主人他就会欢迎你来到他家住。
But what about during your stay? You go back out into the woods and you continue to get dirty again.
但是如果在你住的这个时间，你又出去野外，然后又变脏。
And will this invitation still be extended to you?
你觉得这个房屋主人的邀请还会继续在那里吗
？If he sees that you once again have become filthy.
那如果他又看到你再次变脏
？Yeah, most likely your invitation to stay will be revoked.
那其实大多数的情况下，你的邀请可能会被撤销。
So the purpose of water baptism is to wash away our original sin.
所以水洗的目的是要洗去我们的原罪。
To be reconciled with God.
让我们能够与神和好。
But we seldom think, what about after baptism?
但是我们很少会去想，洗礼之后呢？
Are we free to just get dirty all over again?
难道我们又能够随意变得脏兮兮吗？
Will we no longer regard our cleanliness?
还是我们就不需要去在乎自己的洁净？
Spiritually speaking, what if we just continue to sin over and over again in our daily life?
那从属灵上来说，如果我们在日常生活中一次又一次的犯罪呢？
You just don't care about living a God-centered and God-fearing life.
我们好像不再在乎去过一个以神为中心、敬畏神的生活。
If we think that God is the heavenly Father and He is the master of the household,
然后如果我们知道神他就是天父，他是这个天国的主人
，Is He okay with this type of sin and behavior?
他难道会对我们的罪、我们的行为感到喜悦吗
？Do you still think that we are welcome into the kingdom of heaven?
我们仍旧认为我们是被神欢迎，能够进到这天国的吗
？Let's take a look at the book of Romans, chapter 6.
我们来看罗马书的第六章。
Romans chapter 6 verse 1.
罗马书第六章第一节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 1.
罗马书六章第一节。
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2.
第二节。
Certainly not. How shall we who died into sin live any longer in it? Verse 3.
第三节。
Or do you not know that as many of us as we were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death. Verse 4.
四节。
Therefore, we buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we should walk in newness of life. So here Paul tells us in verse 1.
那这里保罗在第一节告诉我们。
Shall we continue to live in sin and commit transgressions against God over and over again?
难道我们人就要活在罪中，然后一直来犯罪，一次一次又一次的违背神吗？
Especially after we receive the baptism.
特别是在我们受洗之后。
Of course, it's inevitable that we will sin.
当然，我们不可避免的会犯罪。
Because this is human nature and we are weak.
因为我们是人，这是人性，我们也软弱。
That's why Paul mentions God's grace.
这也是为什么保罗提到了神的恩典。
God's grace understands to a certain degree that we will make mistakes.
神的恩典也在某种程度上，他明白我们会犯罪，我们会犯错。
But if we can consciously and without regard to fixing our ways, continue to sin over and over again.
但是，如果我们今天是有意识的，或者毫不在乎的，不断的一直在犯罪。
If we're not willing to make any corrective actions and change our ways.
如果我们不愿意去努力的纠正、改变我们的行为。
And then we don't worship God wholeheartedly.
我们也不全心全意的来侍奉敬拜神。
Then we're taking our spirituality for granted.
那我们就是，去觉得自己所领受的恩典是理所应当的。
Then we take God's grace in vain and we crucify him over and over again.
那我们就是突然的利用神的恩典，一次又一次的把他钉死在十字架上。
Look back to verse 2.
那我们再回来看第二点，第二节。
Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?
他说断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
So before we were baptized, we were a slave to sin.
在受洗之前，我们是罪的奴隶。
In the sense that we did not have the power to deal with our own circumstances in life.
但是意味着我们并没有能力，也没有力量来去处理我们自己的处境。
We did not know how to overcome sin.
我们不知道如何克服罪恶。
And we didn't even know what sin was.
我们可能甚至不知道罪是什么。
We did not know how to pray to the Heavenly Father for strength to overcome.
因为我们也不知道如何去向天父真神来祷告，求他赐给我们力量。
Now, after we've been baptized, we've come to know the truth.
但是现在我们受洗，我们来知道了真理。
And we heard many sermons and we received many teachings.
我们听到了许多的道理，领受了许多的教训。
We are no longer helpless and we are no longer a slave to sin.
我们在罪面前已经不再无助，我们也不再是他的奴隶。
All of us have been equipped with the necessary tools to overcome.
我们已经为自己得到了装备，能够来去应对。
So therefore, after we've been baptized,
所以在受洗之后。
If we are willingly and we're knowingly going back to sin all the time,
如果我们是有意识并且知情的又回到最终的生活，
we're not utilizing the tools that have been given to us.
我们没有去使用那些家庭给我们的装备还有工具。
Then the status quo in our faith is not acceptable.
那这样子在我们的信仰生活上是不被接受的。
So this year the theme of the church is rebuilding the wall.
所以今年教会的牧养主题是重建墙垣。
We want to patch any holes and rebuild and reinforce any weaknesses.
因为我们要去修补任何的破口，去修补任何的重建加固任何的软弱。
We know that whenever you want to start a project,
我们知道每当我们要去开始一个。事情时
you always look at the foundation.
我们通常都会去考虑基础。
Yeah, you want to start from the most basic and simple things.
我们要从最基础最简单的事情开始。
Before you start to look at all of the small little details.
在我们去看所有的细节之前。
So today for us as a church, I think we need to focus more on obeying God's commandments first and foremost.
所以对于我们今天作为一个教会来说，我认为我们需要首先专注的就是去遵行神的遵守神的诫命。
If we're not following this fundamental concept,
那如果我们没有去遵行这个基本的概念，
then really all of the other aspects of worship and servitude that we are doing is not really effective.
那我们所有的崇拜，我们所有的敬拜，还有其他方面，或许都是无效的。
I think this year one of the things that we'd like to address in the church is a Sabbath day.
那我觉得我们在今年，我们首先需要去解决的最重要的问题之一就是守安息日。
Let's open our Bibles to the book of Ezekiel.
我们来看以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 20.
以西结书的二十章。
Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 19.
以西结书二十章的十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节。
I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgments, and do them. 20.
二十节。
Hallow my Sabbath, and they will be a sign between me and you. that you may know that I am the Lord your God. 21.
21节.
Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They did not walk in my statutes, and they were not careful to observe my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. But they profaned my Sabbath. Then I said I would pour out my fury on them and fulfill my anger against them in the wilderness. So the Israelites did not keep God's commandments, and they profaned God's Sabbath.
对以色列人，他们没有遵守神诫命，他们干犯了安息日。
As a result, they incurred God's wrath in the wilderness.
那因此，他们在旷野遭受了神的愤怒。
So before you were baptized, or before you came to know the truth,
那所以在我们受洗之前，在我们明白认识真理之前
，we did not know about Sabbath or about keeping it holy.
哦，我们不知道要去遵守安息日，也不知道要将其。看为圣，看为圣日。
So during that period in our life, God understands that those sins is out of ignorance.
那所以神明白，在我们那样子那一段时间，他知道我们的罪是因为无知。
But after you baptize and after you know that you must observe Sabbath day.
但是在我们受洗之后，在我们已经知道要遵守安息日。
That is the time where we are required to keep Sabbath day holy.
那从那一刻开始，我们就被要求要来守这圣安息日。
But however, after you baptize, and week in and week out, you choose not to observe Sabbath and keep it holy.
但是在我们受洗之后，我们若每周选择不完全去遵守或者圣安息日，但是不完全，或是根本不遵守。
Yeah, sometimes we only observe Sabbath day partially.
有时候我们只是参加部分的安息日。
Or sometimes not at all.
有时候是根本不参加。
Then this is testing God's grace over and over again.
那这样子其实就是一次一次的再去试探神的恩典。
And if you do so for long enough,
那若我们做了很长这么做很长一段时间
，And if enough people do it,
那如果很多人都是这么做
，Then the whole congregation will think that this is something okay to do.
那全体的会众可能就会觉得不守安息日是没问题的。
And it develops into a bad habit.
就会养成一个坏习惯。
As the general consensus is, there's no consequences for not observing Sabbath.
因为每个人都认为不守安息日是没有什么后果的。
And then Sabbath loses its significance and its importance.
那安息日它就失去了它的重要性。
Actually, Friday night is the start of the Sabbath day.
那从周五晚上开始就是安息日。
From sundown on Friday night till sundown on Saturday, that is the holy Sabbath day.
从周五的日落到周六的日落，这个就是安息日。
Yeah, so if we do not come to church in person on Friday night to observe Sabbath regularly,
那如果我们在周五晚上我们没有来到教会聚会
，as well as the whole day on Saturday,
或者是周六都没有来
，well, this is literally continually to disobey God.
这其实实际上就是我们一次又一次在违抗犯罪神。
And then if we do it consciously, this is like sinning against God over and over again.
你这好像就是我们又在去干犯神，来敌对神。
Especially for us who are our parents and RE teachers.
特别是作为父母和中学教育的老师。
We have an obligation to teach our children how to observe Sabbath day properly.
我们有义务从小教导我们的孩子来正确的守圣安息日。
How to observe the whole Sabbath day and keep it holy?
那如何去守这整个安息日，并且将之为圣？看为圣日。
If you do not teach your kids properly when they are young,
但是若我们没有从小就以正确的方式教导他们
，Then how do you expect them to observe Sabbath day and keep it holy when they grow older?
我们要如何期望他们在长大之后又能来守安息日呢？
Of course, you know, there's many other issues with sin that I didn't cover.
当然还有很多罪的问题，我们今天没有讲。
But I feel like Sabbath day and keeping it holy is our biggest issue at the moment.
但是我觉得守安息圣日，这个是我们首先首当其冲当解决的问题。
And this needs to be tackled before we move on to other issues.
Yeah, 所以在我们继续要去解决其他问题之前，我们首先要去注意。
But going back to what Jesus and Paul said about being born again.
那再回到主耶稣和保罗他们所说关于重生的道理。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 6, verse 4.
我们再回来看罗马书的六章。第四节
Romans chapter 6 verse 4.
罗马书六章第四节
Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead, but by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. So our old self has died with Lord Jesus.
这里告诉我们的旧我已经与主耶稣一同死去。
We have been born again through the water baptism.
我们已经借着水洗重生。
So as such, like the last part of verse 4,
那因此在第四节的最后一个部分,
it says we should walk in a newness of life.
这里说, 我们一举一动要有新生的样式。
It requires us to change the way that we have been walking.
这也要求我们要改变过去行走的方式。
The way that we have been worshiped.
改变我们过去敬拜的方式。
We can no longer be a slave like we were in the past.
我们不能像以前一样在做罪的奴隶。
We cannot keep doing what we were doing and getting dirty over and over again once we have been made clean.
我们不能像过去那样子做事，一次又一次的变脏。
So the second thing that Lord Jesus had mentioned to Nicodemus.
那主耶稣向尼哥底母提到的第二件事。
It says, in order to see the kingdom of heaven, one was required to be born of the Spirit.
就是人若要见天国，要由圣灵重生。
Again, to receive the Holy Spirit is one of our 10 basic beliefs.
然后领受圣灵也是我们十大信条之一。
You look at the back of your hymn book, it says that receiving the Holy Spirit is for the sanctification and the divine power and evidence in speaking of tongues.
那如果我们看我们的赞美诗的最后那一部分，我们就看到领受圣灵是能够从神那里得到洁净，我们自己的这个从神那里来的力量，也是我们能够承受神国的印记。
And to be sealed with the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance into the kingdom of God.
圣灵的印记是我们能够继承承受神的国的保证。
Especially for children, after they receive the Holy Spirit, I think sometimes they feel like that is the final hurdle that they have met.
但是对我们很多年轻人来说，孩子来说，他们觉得他们属灵的旅程最大的最后的障碍就是得到圣灵，所以好像求到了就表示已经完成。
Because it seems that like praying for the Holy Spirit is the greatest challenge they face in their spirituality.
因为好像觉得说要去求圣灵是他们灵性上里面最大的挑战。
Because it takes a lot of fasting and praying, prayer with their friends, it takes a lot of sacrifice to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为想要求圣灵，往往需要可能很多的禁食祷告，还有很多同龄一起的祷告。
But if a child grows up and they believe that all I need is baptism and Holy Spirit and I can go to heaven.
但是若一个孩子长大，他仅仅知道去天国，他只需要洗礼和圣灵。
Yeah, then it's very easy for them to grow complacent in their faith.
这很容易让他们在信仰上变得自满。
Yeah, there's no motivation to develop their spirituality and cultivate themselves.
因为他们不会再有要去努力提升自己灵性，灵修自己的动力。
And we know it takes more than just receiving the Holy Spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven.
但是我们知道要进天国，仅仅得到圣灵是不够的。
We can see what Peter has to say about being born of the Spirit.
我们可以来看彼得他是如何去解释有圣灵重生。
Let's open our Bibles to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们来看彼得前书的第一章。
First Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 22.
彼得前书第一章22节。
Since you have been purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love of one another fervently with a pure heart. 23. Having been born again, not of a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So here Peter is talking about being born again in the Spirit through the word of God.
那在这里，彼得他是说，我们从神的话里重生。
And the word of God is incorruptible.
那神的话是不朽的。
If a person is to be reborn of the Spirit of God,
那如果一个人由神的灵，神的圣灵里重生，
they will have been purified of all of the past things that they have been doing.
他们就能够从他们过去所的这个生活里面被净化。
Purified of all their shortcomings.
他们能够净化所有的短处。
So Peter specifically here talks about how we treat one another.
那彼得他这里特别的提到我们应当如何的去对待彼此。
He's talking about how we treat our brothers and sisters in church.
他提到了我们如何在教会去对待自己的弟兄姐妹。
And also apply to our family and friends.
当然也是应用，可以应用于我们的 对家人还有对朋友。
Look back to verse 22.
我们来看22节。
In obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart.
二十二节说，你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
So if we are reborn of the Spirit,
所以若我们从圣灵里重生，
and if we obey the truth,
那若我们顺服真理，
we will naturally practice sincere love for our brethren.
那我们就能够真的切实相爱，爱自己的弟兄姐妹。
We will love one another fervently.
我们一定会能够彼此相爱。
But most importantly, we will possess a pure heart.
但最重要的是，我们会有一颗清洁的心。
But you know, when I read these verses, sometimes these words of love, it sounds very cliche.
那有时候当我看到这些说要彼此相爱啊，或者这些话好像都是一些陈腔滥调。
It's very abstract and it's hard to understand.
那听起来很抽象，也很难去理解。
So you can look for a practical example.
所以我们可以来看一个很实际的例子。
You look back to Nicodemus.
我们回来看尼哥底母。
We knew that Nicodemus was a Pharisee.
我们知道他是一个法利赛人。
And then as we read earlier, it also said that he was a ruler of the Jews.
若我们再回去看，稍早也会读到他是一个犹太人的领袖。
Yeah.Actually, Nicodemus was supposed to be a teacher and a spiritual leader.
那实际上，尼哥底母他应该就是一个教师，一个这个宗教领袖。
But yet, why was he labeled as a ruler?
但是为什么他会被标志成为一个统治者呢？
This term "ruler of the Jews" carries a very negative connotation.
那在犹太人的这个术语里面，这个统治者是带有负面含义的。
A ruler is not knownto be very loving towards their subjects.
因为一个统治者并不以爱他的子民而闻名。
Yeah, and certainly among Pharisees, they do not love one another with a pure heart.
那所以当然在法利赛人之间，他们也不会以一个清洁的心彼此相爱。
Actually, these guys are hypocrites.
那因为法利赛人，他们这些人就是一群伪君子。
They like to judge people where everybody can see, but in private they sin.
他们喜欢在公开的场合去审判他人，而自己却私下犯罪。
And we know that the Pharisee only had selfish ambition in their heart.
我们知道在法利赛人的心中只有自私与野心。
So what Peter was trying to say in verse 22 and verse 23.
所以彼得在22-23节这里说到。
That if you are born of the Spirit.
如果我们要由圣灵重生。
Yeah, you will be able to love one another fervently and with a pure heart.
我们是能够真的真心真诚的切实彼此相爱。
This is the opposite of whatever Nicodemus was doing.
这个是完完全全与尼哥底母所做的是相反。
But more often than not, I find that ourselves, me included, we are more relatable to this Nicodemus.
但是很多时候我就发现我们自己好像与这个尼哥底母更有关联。
We have more in common with Nicodemus than this example that Peter has laid out.
我们与尼哥底母好像更有相同之处，而不是彼得在这里所说的。
You only need to take a moment to think about how we view others and how we treat others in our life.
那其实我们只需要花一些时间来去反思自己在生活当中是如何待人接物。
I think most of us have grown up to be very cautious in public.
那我相信我们成长，我们到现在，我们很大多数人在公开的场合都非常的谨慎。
Still very cautious, even dealing with our own brothers and sisters in church.
那我们在教会与其他弟兄姐妹在相处交流时也很谨慎。
I think we often put on and show a facade when it comes to interacting with one another.
那我觉得我们经常在互动的时候都想要表现出自己很好。
Sometimes on the outside, we talk to people very nice, and we're very courteous.
那有时候在相处打交道的时候好像都很有礼貌。
But while inside, sometimes we look down on people and have very, very negative feelings.
但其实在我们内心里面可能我们瞧不起这个人，我们会有很多负面的想法。
In a church of maybe 150 people, maybe only a handful of people in our family know the real us.
那可能在整个教会150多个人里面，或许只有少数几个知道我们真实的自己。
So I think to a certain degree, it's very natural for a person to do this.
所以我想，可能在某种程度上，一个人这么做，看似很自然、很正常。
People do this because they want to protect themselves, and they often want to do what's best for themselves.
因为人会这么做，就是为了觉得说要保护自己，并且要做对自己最有利的事。
We wind up judging other people very harshly.
所以我们经常可能会在教会严厉地批判他人。
While we ignore the own plank in our own eye.
但是同时却忽略了自己眼中的良木。
Sometimes we feel that we're just more capable than others, and we look down on other people's work.
可能有时候我们会觉得自己比别人更有才能，看不起他人的。
But yet we know that the church is supposed to be of one body and one mind.
但是我们知道教会应该是一个身体，一颗心。
But yet the most difficult thing in church is not the holy work.
但是在教会里面最具挑战的事情不是圣工。
Yeah, it's not taking out the garbage or sweeping the floors or even writing sermons.
不是说倒垃圾、扫地或者是正道。
Yeah, the most challenging thing in church is actually to existing and dealing with our fellow brothers and sisters.
在教会里面，其实最难的事情是与我们的弟兄姐妹来打交道。
Because we know that everyone has an opinion.
因为我们知道每个人都有自己的意见。
If you're not careful what you say, other people can easily take offense.
如果我们没有去注意谨慎自己所说的，很容易可能会得到别人的纠正。
It's very tough to teach and correct others.
我们觉得，因为很容易，我们就会试图想要去纠正他人。
Because sometimes we think that we know better than others, and then we try to force our ideas and our ways.
那很多时候我们会觉得自己比别人更懂，所以我们会强迫自己要以自己的想法和方式来做。
And this is what leads to conflict in church.
但这也导致了教会里的冲突。
But if we are all born of the Spirit,
但是若我们今天都是从圣灵重生，
should we not love one another? And with a pure heart?
难道我们不应该用清洁的心来彼此相爱吗？
This is a simple test that we can ask ourselves.
对，这是我们可以来要求自己的一个简单的事情。
If we have been born of the Spirit,
我们是否有圣灵重生？
How easygoing are we?
那我们是否随和？
Do you actually have a loving heart towards your brothers and sisters?
我们是否对自己的弟兄姐妹真的有这颗爱？
Or sometimes we find ourselves in the position of the ruler, where you just talk to people like they're your subjects.
还是有时候我们跟他人说话的时候，还是以自己为统治者。
Well, let's take a look at a Bible verse.
我们来看一个圣经节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
腓立比书二章第三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
腓立比书二章第三节。
Verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in loneliness of mind. Let each esteem each other better than himself. 4. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but for the interest of others. So this is a verse that we've all read many times before.
所以这个经节我们已经读了许多次。
But often we do not ponder or consider what it is written here.
但是很多时候我们没有去真的思考这个经文里面要告诉我们的。
And we do not think about applying this when we deal with our brothers and sisters.
我们在与其他弟兄姐妹打交道相处的时候，我们没有去运用。
But yet, if we are able to practice this in church,
但是如果我们能够在教会里面实践这一点，
yeah, the church will grow in love.
教会就将能够在爱中成长。
The church will expand.
教会能够扩张。
But most importantly, it'll operate harmoniously.
但最重要的是能够和谐运作。
But we all know this is very difficult to do.
当然，我们都明白这是非常困难的。
This is a lifelong learning process.
是我们终身学习的过程。
But this is something that we all need to learn together.
但这也是我们全体要一起来学习。
But this is what Lord Jesus is trying to tell Nicodemus.
这也是主耶稣他试图在告诉尼哥底母的。
You have to be born of the Spirit, and you have to live by it.
你必须要由圣灵重生，并且按此而活。
If you want to see the kingdom of heaven, you can no longer be called the ruler of the Jews.
若你想要承受，要能看见神的国，你就不能再是统治者。
So in conclusion,
作为总结，
to see the kingdom of heaven, it requires more than baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit.
我们要看见天国，不仅仅是靠着水洗和圣灵。
We must be reborn of water, reborn of our action.
我们知道，在自己的行为、生活方式上重生。
Nicodemus lived his entire life thinking that he was saved.
尼哥底母他这一生都觉得他自己能够得救。
But thank God he was able to meet Jesus that night.
但是感谢神，他在那个晚上他能够见到主耶稣。
He was able to hear and be corrected.
他能够听到真理并且得到纠正。
Today we have that same opportunity.
今天我们都有同样相同的机会。
That comes in the form of sermons, Bible readings, testimonies, and prayer at home.
那就是从我们听道理，从读经，从祷告之中，我们能够领受。
So when we hear the teachings from God,
所以当我们听到神的教训，
we need to act on it.
我们要行出来。
So today we learned that we need to stop doing what we were doing in the past.
对，今天我们学到了，我们不要再像过去做过去所做的事情。
Stop sinning over and over and crucifying God over and over again.
不要再一次又一次的犯罪，一次又一次的将主耶稣钉死在十字架上。
And by the Spirit.
并且透过圣灵。
The Spirit of God allows everyone to live in harmony.
神的圣灵能够帮助我们个人和谐同心。
And that's where God's love can grow and the church can grow.
那这也是神的教会能够在爱中成长的至关关键点。
Well, thank God. May God bless all the brothers and sisters.
感谢神，愿神祝福各位弟兄姐妹。
Lastly, let's rise up to sing hymn of praise 264.
我们再来一起起立，唱赞美诗264首。